What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Movie Trailer Reviews. I'm your host, Phenom Black. Chris is not here tonight, and I am here with Ashley. We went and we saw...
Step.
Okay, so Ashley is now going to give you the synopsis of Step.
Okay, so Step takes place in Baltimore, which, as we know, is a city in Maryland, and not the capital, because I recently informed Brandon of that. So it's
be Annapolis, but go ahead.
And the documentary chronicles the trials and triumphs of the senior girls on the high school step team as they prepare to be the first in their families to go to college. So we look at their struggles along the way, and they are the first graduating class of the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women. Step is more than just a hobby for these girls. It is an outlet that keeps them united and fighting for their goals.
This film comes from Impact Partners. It is directed by Amanda Lippitz, and the three main stars of the film playing themselves are three girls, Blessing, Corey, and Taylor, and their essentially guidance counselor, which is Miss Dofat or Paula Dofat.
Are my heroes.
You'll hear Miss Dofat the most throughout the film, though, because she's typically talking to the students anytime you see her.
And she don't play any games.
She don't play any games with them kids or with styling her hair. That shit changes like 20 times throughout this documentary. You can tell it was shot over a good lengthy period of time. Ashley's just sitting here looking at the microphone.
Well, what did you want me to say?
I don't know. What was your next thing?
All right, so we're summarizing the movie, right?
Well, you just read a summary of the movie.
So we have to say more about it.
No, we have to talk about it.
Okay, so I thought it was phenomenal. I think it was really, really, really good. It touched me on a variety of levels.
You should tell an adult.
Huh? Whoa. That was inappropriate, sir.
It was. Go ahead.
Anyway. So there was all sorts of black girl magic happening in this movie. In fact, the next day I went online and I purchased another shirt to indicate black girl magic.
Did you purchase a shirt from the step team? Because they need the money.
Well, I should also. I'm also going to go pay for this movie to support it. And as you all should as well. Just being a black person in America, this is probably one of the best films that's ever been produced, if you ask me. Wow. Even though it is a documentary.
High praise.
I'm giving it substantial high praise.
I mean, essentially talk about just the different characters, what you experience watching it.
So we see a variety of personalities. Blessing, who they follow a lot. She's really outgoing, spunky, energetic, funny. She's really good at step, so she's kind of like the leader on the team. But at the same time, she has a lot of struggles, like every day. Things she doesn't really talk about and keeps inside and kind of just lets it all out when she's on the floor.
I think she suffers from depression. And it was hard to watch the film during no scenes because they had a guidance counselor. But even as I heard someone say when we were walking out of the theater, they were like, they should have therapists in those schools as well. Because this is a school, you know, that is housing inner city Baltimore young women. Well, inner city Baltimore is not an easy area to grow up in. It is hard street life, and Blessing had a lot of shit to deal with her. You find out in the documentary her mother suffers from depression. She came from possibly an abusive home. She has a lot of siblings, a lot of older siblings. I think she's like the baby of her sisters or brothers and whatnot. And I really felt like she was suffering from depression at a lot of points because she is the most problematic member of the step team. She has attitude. She tends to have a very strong opinion about things, strong attitude. She misses a lot of days of school. It's just a lot of demons working against her. And even despite that, she had probably the best attitude throughout the whole documentary. I mean, most of the times, even on days it seemed like where she didn't eat, she was like happy. She was energetic. Ashley called her spunky is the perfect explanation. She really just was like the bright star of this documentary, which I think is why they focused on her. And it was like really, really cool watching her story. And at the same time, it kind of makes you want to get up off your ass and go do something to help with the situation of educating children in Baltimore. I want to keep saying inner city Baltimore. In Baltimore, they had two other young girls that were on the STEP team as well, who had their own stories going on along with Blessings. And one of them, her name was Corey. And you remember which one Corey was?
Corey considered herself to be an introvert, and she was very smart, and I think she was a valedictorian, right?
Yeah.
So she ends up being very successful, and I don't
want to spoil that.
Spoil anything. But Corey, she's working very hard throughout all of this, and at the same time, dealing with some struggles at home. That's the thing that, you know, a lot of people don't realize, that kids don't have access to a lot of things, but yet and still, they're still able to
thrive.
I mean, that's a big deal.
I mean, like, again, I liked hearing Corey's story. I liked her attitude. She was definitely Black girl magic, just like Blessing was Black girl magic. And I liked the inclusion of her family and her mother specifically into the telling of her story, because her mother is a big part of her. You know, her, she felt like her mother was her biggest supporter. And she does a lot of explanation, and she describes how she feels about the situation within her family. And it really is just some beautiful shit to watch. Now, the last girl is Taylor. And Taylor is like, she's not a wild child or anything. She just is like outgrowing the whole being a child situation.
She's just ready to move on.
Yeah, she was the most eager to get away from her mother, as in get into adulthood and responsibility ship and shit. That's pretty much where she was. But her character, she seems like one of the ones that kind of like is goofy and cool with the other friends and might talk a little bit of shit and joke around and stuff, but she's serious about school. Her mother tells a lot of her story. Actually, there's not a lot of moments where Taylor actually talks to the camera, where they do like the confessional type thing that they do with Corey and Blessing. A lot of Taylor's actual time with the camera is split with her mother. And her mother tells even more story about their situation and the motivation that she uses as a parent to get her child through all of this, through school, through life in general, to educate her and give her all the tools necessary for her to be able to make it on her own. And, you know, hopefully not struggle the way any of these parents struggle. Honestly, man, it's just like, we could spoil things about this documentary and you would still watch it like multiple times. It's a feel good documentary, despite having the tearjerker moments. You know, there are moments that you'll probably cry when you're sad, and there are moments that you'll cry when you're like happy. And I think that is a good thing to get from a film, from a documentary like this. And seeing it with a Black audience made it even better, because everybody was rooting for these girls. They were excited about the STEP, and that's something we actually haven't talked about, the actual STEP team part of it, which incorporates all the other girls into the documentary that don't have their personal stories told, because there just isn't enough time to shoot a documentary on everybody in this STEP team. But one of the big things about this STEP team is these girls were the first set of girls, the founders, to start going to this school. And the school has this thing about they want every class to have a 100% college acceptance when it's time for them to graduate. And this class of young ladies is the first to hit that graduate level. And they're now also doing, you know, their college letters, they're taking their SATs and stuff like that. And this school is really behind them. You know, they spend a lot of time talking to the principal. They spend a lot of time talking to the counselor. And then they spent a lot of time talking to the STEP coach, who had kind of her own little story and ways that she connected with people. And the motivation there, you know, it's called STEP because these girls really want to win this STEP competition that they've been struggling to win for the last couple of years. And it really was like watching them come together. And you watch it all the way up to the end. You don't know if they're going to triumph or if they're just going to have a repeat year of not placing in any of the competitions. So that's another, that's like a suspense thing to add it to the documentary that you're watching. You get this realism from connecting with these young ladies as they're doing their confessionals and whatnot. And then you also get this, you watch them step and you watch them learn. It's like Bring It On meets, I don't want to say Fresh or The Corner, because that's just too, that's too sad Baltimore. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, Bring It On meets Black Girl Magic, I guess. I don't know.
That school is doing magical things. It's just amazing to see like a female, a black female led staff, the professionalism, everything. Really, I was just eating it all up. I was like, I need to be there.
There were no black, there were no black men in this film, like education wise, that I remember.
It's huge. And I mean, and you know, to be able to tell like these children, you know, going to college is possible, you know, and to have somebody, you know, when you go to a school in, you know, a whiter district, sometimes people will say, oh, try to get into college. Let's see what happens. Kind of like, you know, there's that opportunity gap suggestion that you might not make it. At this school, there was none of that. It's like, you can do it, keep going. And I was just reflecting back on when I was applying to college. I didn't have a strong black female telling me that you can make it, you can do it, apply to this school. Maybe you should look at this application a little bit closer. You know, you have somebody helping you right by the computer and all that stuff. So, I mean, school's really doing phenomenal things. And that's just my little added extra thing to that.
Now, just a little bit of background story that I just noticed while reading a couple of just like headlines running across my Google. So this film actually got picked up this earlier this year in January by Fox Searchlight for distribution after, I'm sure, it got a standing ovation at the Sundance Film Festival, which is typically how this happened. It had a lot of buzz. They give the same description, so I'm not going to read that again. They do talk about the Freddie Gray death. Yeah, in this film, and like how the girls feel about that in the city. The director, Amanda Lippitz, this is her first film. She's actually a Broadway producer, and she has credits for Legally Blonde on Broadway, which I had heard about. And she's quoted as saying, "We hope that the heroes of Step," which it is, it's full of black women who are heroes and young black ladies who are heroes. "We hope that the heroes of STEP will inspire girls everywhere to do what they have done, which is to prove that nothing is impossible when you surround yourself with a group of powerful women." I think this documentary completely accomplishes that. Like, that is the picture that it paints and frames and hangs up on the fucking wall. And you'll be glad to just admire it again and again and again. This film also had finance from Bloomberg Philanthropies and the Baltimore Ravens.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall, what would you give this film?
Again?
It's out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 10. Gonna, 10.
I was about to say, I'm sure y'all can't hear Ashley because she's not talking to the mic.
10.
She's going to give it a 10. Of course. Have you ever given a film anything lower than a 9?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there for that
one.
I'm not
being liberal with this one. Giving it a 10.
Yeah, I actually give it a 10 too. It is a 10. It is a 10 out of 10 black girl magic, young black women doing great things in the world. I hope they make another documentary to follow up with them in maybe 5 years to see where they're at. So go see this, man. Go support this shit. It is amazing. I would very much recommend that you go. You can go see both. I'm not saying you can't, but if you do it, go see Detroit first, then go see this.
And make your judgment accordingly.
You're going to need something to pick you up. After, if you just have to go see Detroit, just go ahead and do a double feature and see this right after.
To go feel better afterwards. Yeah,
you're going to need a picker-upper, okay? So, yeah, when you after watching Black Boy Death, you might want to watch some Black Girl Magic. I'm just letting you know right now. But, yeah, 10 out of 10. We're cool with that? Sure?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we getting the fuck on up out of here. We'll step to y'all later. Peace. MovieTrailerReviews.net. Make sure you go to... What's wrong? What's up? What's wrong? Oh, were you reacting? Make sure you go to MovieTrailerReviews.net and you go to the store and you cop some of that new ass gear. Got shirts for black women. Got some black girl magic shirts over there. Got shirts for everything. And then make sure you go to wheresmy40acres.com with your leftover change.
Get you a mug.
Or a shirt.
Or a mug with Afro Lady on it that says something.
Black Girl Afro Magic. All right, y'all. We'll holler at you next time. MTR Network. Phenom Black. Ash.
Ashley. And Cora. Bye.
Peace.